Welcome to the Travel in Europe podcast from Europe à la carte. I'm Karen Bryan, the editor of the Europe à la carte travel blog, where you'll find tips on the best places to visit in Europe. In this edition of the Travel in Europe podcast, I'm going to talk about UK staycations. 2012 is my love UK year. I do think that as a nation, we Brits are inclined to overlook the charms of home shores. Now, there's a bit of debate over staycations, what it actually means. Some people take it to mean that you stay in your own home and just discover local attractions, and of course that's going to save you the most money. Other people say it just means having a holiday or a short break in your own country. I take it to mean either, really. And I did have an instance really recently where we discovered that we'd been ignoring something that was on our own doorstep, which you can be inclined to do. Now, we have seen signs for the Dudo Stone Circle as we've been driving down to have a walk in Etal in Northumberland, just a small brown sign on the bend of the road. And finally, a few weeks ago, I said to my husband, let's go and have a look at this stone circle. I've been meaning to do it for years. So we parked in the road, just there was a wee lay-by by the sign, and at first we wondered where they were, but I just assumed they'd be just off the road. But it was about, well, for me, about a half-hour walk up from the car. But once we finally got around to going, we certainly chose one of the best times of year to go, because all the fields surrounding the stones were a riot of yellow rapeseed flowers. So it was just really an amazing experience to walk alongside and through these fields. Now, the path's mainly grass. There were a few muddy patches, so you would be better with wellies or walking boots. Now, this stone circle dates from 2000 BC, and it's thought to have a cremation pit in the middle. There were originally the 7 standing stones, but now there are only 5. Now, the stones were constructed of sandstone, so they display a bit of wear and tear, and I actually thought that the big stone looked like some enormous beast had drawn its claws right, scratched right down it, but it's just water running down that's caused this over so many hundred years. So that was a really good example of just never getting round to visiting things that are on your doorstep. So there's some merit to having a staycation, which means you stay at home. Now, about a week or two ago, we were away on a budget break in Scotland. Now, I know in these tough economic times you might think, oh, I don't know if I can afford to go on a break. But if you're organised, you can really can have quite a cheap break. Our budget break in Scotland was beginning of May this year, and it was based on cheap rooms bought in the Travelodge UK December 2011 sale. I only paid £59 for 5 nights accommodation. We had 1 night in Dunfermline and Fife, 2 nights in Inverness in the Scottish Highlands, and 2 nights in Perth in central Scotland. So, if you sign up on the Travelodge UK site, they'll send you an email telling you a week in advance when the sale's going to be on. So that's definitely something worth thinking about. Now, I reckon that we spent under £200 for that. It was supposed to be a 5-night holiday, but we were very lucky with the weather. It was supposed to rain, and it didn't really rain much, but then our final day was forecast to be wall-to-wall rain, so we decided to just be thankful for the good weather we've had and come home, so we didn't actually stay the last night. But our fuel cost us around £60. We did about 650 miles. And our food and meals came to about £74. We did take some food with us for picnics and stuff, and we had some meals out. So, as we'd have to pay for food if we were at home anyway, you know, the meals and extra food we bought came to about £70. So, as I say, our spend was under £200. And I did really enjoy it. I mean, Dunfermline's quite an attractive town. We walked around Pittencrieff Park and the Abbey and the Palace. And then we went up to Inverness. We had a day trip north of Inverness, up to Bonar Bridge and Laer, Gundonach. It was really, really beautiful. And then I spent a bit of time in Inverness doing the Ness Islands walk. And then in Perth, we visited the National Trust Branklin Gardens. We're members of the National Trust, so we didn't have to pay to get in. And we had a walk around Perth and went to a tea room there. So yeah, I did enjoy it, and it was very, very good value for money. Now, this year, I'm a member of the Best Western Get Up and Go blogging panel. Best Western's thinking along the same lines as me about making the most of the UK, and they've got some bloggers working with them, going to stay in various Best Western hotels around the UK and going to events. So our first trip will be in a week or so. We're going down to Bath, and we'll go to Bath Fringe Festival. Now Bath's quite a drive from where we live, so we're going to have a stopover on the way down in Sheffield and in Chester on the way back. And then in July, we're off to the Harrogate Summer Festival in Yorkshire for a couple of nights. And the next Best Western trip is to Kendal Torchlight Carnival in September, going to Northwest England. And the final Best Western trip is to York for the York Illuminations at the end of October. So that's going to be interesting, going to all these events. And then at the beginning of June, I've managed to get some more cheap travel lodge rooms, £10. So I've got £10 room for 2 nights. I'm going over to Glasgow, so I'll be having a rake round the museums and shops there. And then I'm off to London in August 2012 after the Olympics are finished, so it's easier to get accommodation. So I'm going to be hosted by Roomarama. I'll be staying with in somebody's private home, somebody who rents out rooms to visitors in Mile End in East London, which isn't an area I know at all. So that'd be great to explore some new territory. So I'll be writing about all my trips on the site. Now, if you have any tips for the best places to visit in the UK, you should come to the site www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog, and you can leave tips for your best places to visit. If you use Twitter, you can tweet your tips using the hashtag bestplacesuk. So I hope that you'll spend some time loving the UK this year as well, and that you're lucky with the weather. Enjoy yourselves, and thanks very much for listening to this podcast. You can subscribe to the Europe à la carte travel podcast in iTunes, and you can subscribe to the blog in RSS or email so that you don't miss any of our posts. Do join us again soon. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.